Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Stacy will always lose her marbles when an ad will start halfway through the video. It's like her least favorite thing on the planet. From her favorite thing to her least favorite thing.
In 2 seconds.
It's a roller coaster of emotion. Here's the thing. With ads online now, they kind of warn you when there's going to be one playing in the middle of the video. Because that's the new thing. Instead of doing it before, where you can just skip the ad after 5 seconds, they'll let you watch the video for a minute. And then when the good part comes, boom, ad.
I don't know. I can't even express how much it angers me when I am in the middle of a wonderful food video that is showing me how to make a lovely pasta dish.
But at least they warn you now.
Yeah, and you know what it does? It warns me to leave. And as soon as I see that little thing happening in the corner, ad coming soon, I'm like, well, I'm done watching that video.
You can't commit? You can't just battle through the 15-second ad and watch the end?
It's not even battling through it. It just angers me so much. Okay. It's like, I'm going to show you guys. I am not going to watch this ad.
It's just an ad in the middle of the video. Like, whatever.
Okay, what if we all of a sudden started playing ads in the middle of songs on cruise? It's like, oh, we've got an ad coming up in the middle of Carry On Wayward Son.
You know what? Didn't think of that. That would be ridiculous. You win, Stacy.
Thank you.
You win. Let's talk about bras, shall we? Stacy, take it away.
Okay. I posted this question on the cruise Facebook page. A friend of mine had shared this picture, and it's a debate that my girlfriends and I have had on numerous occasions. And it is the question of how do you put on your bra? And I asked this question. There are two examples. The one example is to clasp it around your chest with the clasp in the front, spin it around, straps through, there you go. The second option is arms through the straps, reach around the back with your hands and clasp it together.
Gotcha.
So blue and pink are the two options. Clayton and I did some calculating here, and it's close. 28 blue, 23 pink.
And blue is the one where you put your arms in first, and pink is the one... Oh, it's the opposite.
Blue is the one where you wrap it around your chest first and then straps.
Gotcha.
Pink is the... Both arms reach around the back.
I'm learning so much.
I'm a pink person.
Okay.
I do the reach around the back, and I honestly thought that was the only way that you did it.
Okay.
And then at one point I saw my girlfriend doing it. She did it the other way. And I was like, do you do that every time? She's like, do what? I was like, well, put it around, clasp it, spin it around, put your arms. She's like, yeah, how do you do it? And I was like, the normal way. But apparently the blues, they've got a bit of an edge on this. And any other girl that my buddy and I have talked to, it's blue. And I just think it's so strange to put it on that way.
Don't judge people, Stacy. Come on now.
I'm not judging them. I just think they're doing something wrong. Is that how you
word
that?
I'm not judging them. They're just wrong.
I like the comments, though. We've been obviously getting, you know, some people, blue, pink, blue, pink. One person said, none of your business. I thought that was pretty fun.
There's always that one person.
And then one of them said, neither. I clasp it in the back and then put her arms through.
I'm trying to picture that in my head, and it's like, no, I can't.
It is. It's very weird, and it's one of those things that it's so mindless, because if you wear a bra, you usually wear it every single day, and it just becomes part of your routine, like putting on pants, and so you don't really think much of it until, you know, the question gets asked, and then you see that people, like, you know, they've got all these separate little techniques, and they're like, oh, gosh, I would never do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I find this question very fascinating.
Totally.
If you would like to contribute, Clayton would love to hear from you. 938-0963. Call or text.
Boy, would I.
How do you put on a bra?
My only experience with bras are struggling to take them off.
Okay.
Still can't figure it out. What about the bras that clip at the front?
See, those are like a weird one on their own, because would you clasp it in the back and spin it around to the front? Like,
it's like a jacket. And it's a button, you know, or something
like
that.
Life preserver.
I don't know. That's why you just wear sports bras and just put it over your head.
It's a very interesting topic, because some people have, you know, gone with other options where they're like, no, I actually put it around the back and then the arms, and they've got secret little things they do. It's a very, very interesting topic.
On behalf of men everywhere, can I just say, like, can we invent a bra that's easy to take off? Those things are impossible. Like, From high school on, I just could never figure it out. Like I had the chance in high school. I did not.
The trick is, two hands. Don't try and be a hero with one.
Yeah, but it's so cool doing it with the one hand. You feel like James Bond. You're like, ha, boom.
Yeah, but can you do it like James Bond?
I can barely do it with two hands. Here's a situation for you, Stacey. It's Saturday morning. You're at a breakfast place. You walk by someone's table, and a guy is eating French fries for breakfast. It's like 7:30 in the morning. What do you think of that guy crushing fries for breakfast?
I'd say it's odd. You probably would assume that they would go with hash browns, just because hash browns are like the breakfast potato.
Thank you for making my point just now.
Oh.
Why is it totally okay
You're welcome.
To have hash browns or dollar fries, home fries, whatever you want to call them? Why is it okay to have those for breakfast? But when you say, oh, I'm crushing French fries for breakfast, all of a sudden it's like, wow, you've really let yourself go. Hey, Jim, like...
That is a very good point.
They're just like the exact same thing.
It's just a different shape.
Exactly. Now, hash browns, you can prepare in different ways. You can fry them. You can bake them. I get that, okay? But they're still a potato with, like, a little bit of seasoning on it. And that's it. That's a French fry. And yet, sometimes when it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to have fries for breakfast, like, no one ever says that.
Well, and you can't. No one. You're rolling through McDonald's and you're getting a bacon and egg. And how, can I get a large fry with that? They'd be like, no, we don't do fries right now.
We do a bunch of fries.
Why not?
Mushed up together in one giant little oval. That's basically the same thing. We've got to stop the hate towards fries for breakfast, because I really want to start eating fries for breakfast without the judgment. I am awful with my hands. I can't build anything. I'm useless. I got these tiny hands with little fingers, and I'm just...
Okay.
I'm absolutely useless when it comes to home renovations, so I have to get someone to do them for me. And it is amazing the lies you will tell yourself after finding out how much home renovations cost. Like, beforehand...
They're not cheap.
Like, we're looking at getting our bathroom redone. And beforehand, we're like, yeah, our bathtub needs to be replaced ASAP. We have a blue bathtub.
Sweet!
A blue bathtub to go with our blue sink and our old blue toilet that got taken out before we moved out.
I used to have the same combo in one of my apartments.
It just looks so 70s. The bathtub has the original taps and everything in it. The bathtub leaks, like it's not sealed properly. So when you have a shower, you have to put towels all the way on the floor because the water seeps down and stuff. We need a new bathtub. And again, going through the checklist beforehand, oh, it leaks, it's ugly, we need a new bathtub. And then you get the quote on what the new bathroom will cost.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? I think blue bathtubs are going to make a comeback next year. And you know what?
What leak?
What leak? And honestly, how much damage could water do to drywall anyway? It'll be fine.
Here's a job description you don't see very often, and it is bison manager.
Oh.
Wanuskewin Heritage Park is looking for a bison manager.
That's awesome that bison are going back to Wanuskewin Park, hey?
First of all, yeah, that is super cool. They are working really hard on a bunch of things over at Wanuskewin. One of them is to bring the bison back to the plains. They are such an iconic animal, and they've roamed North America for ages. And it's a really important part of the future of Wanuskewin in Saskatoon here. And in order to properly have these animals around, you can't just let them loose.
Yeah.
They need a little bit of management, some, you know, micromanaging, maybe some constructive criticism, I don't know.
My parents live in Clear Lake, Manitoba, right by Riding Mountain National Park, and they have bison there as well. Like, they have a little sanctuary for them and everything, a little fenced-off area, and you can, like, drive through the sanctuary and, like, check out the bison and stuff. It is so cool.
What if they charge your vehicle?
I was scared of that at first as well, because my dad drives, like, a big red truck, and I thought the bison were, like, bulls, where they get attracted to red and then they charge. But they're not, and they're super chill. I think they're used to the cars by now. But, again, you don't, like, honk your horn or bother them or anything, but you just drive by, and there are tons, and they're beautiful animals. Like,
But they're also, like, I saw a video of a bison charging towards a vehicle.
Scary.
And you realize, because they, 9 times out of 10 when you see them, they're just standing there, munching on stuff, walking around. But then when you see them run and become a little aggressive, you're like, whoa, all right, you weigh like 1,000 kilograms, I will leave you alone.
Baby bison are like the cutest animals. Like, when you think of baby animals, you don't think of baby bison right away, but they're so cute. They got these little knees and they hop all over the place. It's just... the whole Bison manager thing. Like, is there a Bison manager university somewhere that you can go to? Like, this is a very niche job. Like, scrolling through the job sites, it's always like IT manager or salesperson.
Maybe there's an online course you can take.
TV Dinners turning 65 years old this week.
Oh, congratulations.
TV Dinners, yay.
Happy birthday. No, I won't.
Keep
do
going.
It. That's okay.
Keep going, voice of an angel.
I'd rather talk about these lovely dinners.
Really? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. I totally lost interest. I want to hear you sing now. Just kidding. TV Dinners, do you remember like your favorite TV dinner back in the day?
My family got these if we did. It was a treat if we got one.
What?
We never ate TV dinners.
But it was a treat?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in your family, like, if you did something good, you would get a TV dinner.
No, it was more like Mom went grocery shopping, and she's like, you guys, I got TV dinners. And we were like, yay! Food that doesn't taste very good in tiny compartments in a plastic tray. Woohoo!
Your upbringing continues to just amaze me.
My family always made food. Like, we always cooked. We didn't go out very often. So this kind of luxury of a quick, ready-made dinner was like a, it was a special occasion.
Luxury? What are you talking about?
Come on, Salisbury steak? Gravy?
It's the worst one. The worst one,
it was.
By the way.
I feel like that's just why people don't like TV dinners. It's because they think of the Salisbury steak one.
It's all about the chicken finger one. And the best part about the TV dinner was a little brownie cake that you got. In our family, it wasn't a treat. It was like a punishment. Because
really?
We were like, well, we made meals all the time in our family as well. That's why these were considered punishment, because, like, they're not really food. It's like, oh, kids, oh, you didn't take out the trash, you didn't clean the laundry room, and guess we're breaking out the TV dinners tonight. It was like a punishment for us.
And then once I grew up and moved out of my parents' house into my own place, I was like, yes, I'll buy TV dinners.
Oh, it was all about the frozen pizzas when I first moved out of my parents' place.
Yeah.
Frozen pizzas for the win. Frozen pizzas way better than TV dinners.
Probably, yeah. But again, I consider this to be like a special thing for some reason.
They're basically the exact same thing. It's been a while since Burton Cummings has been in the news, like 2 weeks, which is weird for Burton Cummings because last month he was in the news a lot. Of course, his dance studio neighbor playing the music too darn loud. He couldn't sleep. Really, Burton Cummings, really? Apparently, Burton Cummings is going to headline a music festival in Regina coming up in August. Here is my impression of Burton Cummings at that music festival. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Shh! Everyone be quiet! Can you please stop making so much noise, okay? Stop clapping. Stop your applause. No, stop. Everyone, just shh! Be quiet, okay? Let me sing my songs. I will sue you.